slob on my knob, like Boston Rob from Trey Tours.
Yeah,
and Deal or Survivor.
No Deal Island.
What? And No Deal Island. So, does everybody want to just check in first before we dive in? It's Monday.
Let's go round robin and say the title of this episode round robin style. So,
what does that mean?
So, I say the.
Okay, really cool. All right.
The.
Butter.
Fly.
Effect.
Wow.
Damn!
Shit.
I bet you that the intro would have just played.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I bet you would have just played. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Now, what's that? How different would the episode been if I would have said the, and you would have said, and Jack would have said butter? You know what I'm saying? It would have been a whole different fucking type of situation.
That genuinely just freaked me out.
Imagine this. Ugh. New FX show called The Butterface Effect.
You are a satirical demon.
Satirical demon. Nate, you're a little quiet. Just to let you know, that's what Julio's saying in the chat.
I'm quiet?
Quiet, yeah, bro. Let's quiet. See. Look at those wavelengths. Shit.
The microphone effect.
Is that true? Is this better? Hello?
Yeah, that's better. Oh, shit. I'm seeing the wavelengths coming in strong. Shit on my thing.
Oh, God.
Is that way too crazy? Okay.
People are listening at work, man.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Is that better?
You are a 33-year-old man, I think.
Yeah. That's good, right? Is this perfect?
Let's see. The wavelengths have even come down a little bit. I'll put it that way. You were doing great.
Such amazing podcasting that we're doing.
But I know they should call it Boy Tactics.
Can
fucking
I tell you?
Boys. Sick
can
of
I?
Fucking boys.
What's yeah. up? Well, I just have to say this. I'm capital L legit listening to Smartless every single day. And something has happened where I'm like, damn, I kind of like hearing these guys just chat. I actually like it the best when they don't even have a guest on.
Wow.
Well, that's what we do. Bless you.
Thank you.
We just kind of don't say anything and don't have guests on. Bless you again.
Thank you very much.
Can you remind me what Smartless is? It's Rain Wilson.
No, man, that's Soul Pancake, bro. Smartless is Sean Hayes from Will and Grace and many other things. Will Arnett from Lego Batman and Jason Bateman from Game Night. Okay.
Oh, that sounds all. Oh,
and they
that does sound relaxing, like a cup of chocolate.
They interview celebrities and they kind of like talk about their lives as very rich men. And I love hearing them talk about
it. Is that what they frame it that way?
No, but it's just, that's what it is. That's what it is.
I mean,
and then they don't
know
who imagine this, dude. Imagine once we get more famous, we steal the Smartless model, which is every episode they rotate in picking who the guest is. And then the guest is like what Julio is right now with like a, you know, he's not on camera.
Right.
And
it's just and then they pop
you don't know who
that
it is.
Thing.
And then damn, there's Julia Roberts.
Hey, Eric.
Huh?
Do me a favor, man.
Yeah.
Don't plug other people's podcasts when we're trying to promote ours, man.
We live in a society, bro. We live in a community.
I don't live in one. I live outside of the Matrix. I listen to Nine Inch Nails and eat protein pancakes.
Kodiak pancakes, Nine Inch Nails, and writing a manifesto. What
editing,
is my life? Wow. Oh, I do have
you
to say
what?
This. Julia Roberts, haven't heard, seen one podcast interview with her ass.
You know
so
what?
There's a lot of celebrities of that era that want to remain mysterious.
It's over.
One of them is Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you ever seen him on a podcast? Have you ever seen him on a fucking...
He's going... A clip of him on a podcast is going around right now.
Travis Kelce's podcast.
And what's he saying? Something funny that his agent told him when he was wanted to be an actor to change his name to fucking... Yeah, yeah. What is it? Lenny Doulette or something?
Lenny Doulette. You know, I think they're trying to push the fuck out of one battle after another to have it make some money. And I think that's why he's doing TikTok dances for the first time. That's why.
No.
I say good for him for coming in through the marketing, you know?
It's respect.
Yes. It's respect, but it's not a great sign, is it?
That the movie's going to... Well,
that we've got Leonardo DiCaprio on the fucking sidewalk spinning the car wash sign, trying to get anybody to watch his fucking YouTube video.
What could be one of the best movies of all time?
Sucks.
I cannot fucking wait to see that fucking goddamn movie.
You want
to
come at 11:55, Nate? We're going.
11:55? Where are you seeing it? What format?
Regal Pasadena.
In IMAX. Laserdisc?
Laserdisc.
Oh, IMAX. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it in 70mm?
Yeah, of course. It's IMAX 70mm.
It would be, it would be at the fucking AMC CityWalk 19. The only places where they're showing the 70mm IMAX format of one battle after another.
Listen, LA makes me fucking sick.
It makes me fucking... me too. I have to say, the formats and all this shit, I respect if that's your hobby, but just watch the movie, bro. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter if it's in a theater or on iTouch. Remember iTouches?
iTouch what?
I touch myself when I think about you.
Oh shit, I was watching the iShow Speed, of course, stream last night. I feel like I might be like just that just might be a thing I'm doing all the time. You know, it's
so
like
entertaining.
Every day I'm kind of watching a little bit more. And I was watching last night and there's a guy that he's coming out of a gas station taking a shower, and this dude pulls up, he gets out of his car, rips his tank top in half and just starts screaming. And iShow Speed says, "Is that White Speed?" And then he kind of like sees him. It's dark out, and then it's this Indian guy. He says, "Brown Speed." So now there's White Speed, there's Brown Speed.
Captain Planet.
Yeah. We got to assemble all the races.
We need to become a speed
variations.
The three of us need to go be Triceratops Speed or whatever. Something that has three.
The three pronged.
Yeah. Hydra Speed.
Damn. But also, I've been watching The Golden Bachelor that just premiered.
I watched the first season and I was burned by Gary and Teresa's relationship because they divorced.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just like, what is the success rate of the Bachelorette? It's probably like 2% of the couples
stay together.
Yeah. Can't be high.
Can't be that high. No.
Well, why don't they just make that part of the show? Why don't they call it the Golden Divorce? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, the Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
Gordon.
The Golden Divorce.
Guess what I did
there's
this
some
morning,
controversy.
Guys. What is it? Say it.
Well, before the show came out, the guy, what's his name? His name is Mel. The Golden Bachelor's name is Mel.
Okay.
He went on a podcast and he said, I went to the producers and I said, he's like 65. Okay. And he said his age range that he wants is 45 to 60. Okay. And he said,
so he's a
the
pedophile.
Producers, he said to the, what'd you say?
So he's a pedophile.
Yeah, essentially, man. That's disgusting.
But he said, I said straight up to the producers, if you put somebody who's over 60, AKA his own age, he says, I'm going to cut them immediately.
Wow.
And so this is out before the show, you know, airs.
Oh, so he's hated. He's being hated.
And in the whole episode, he's like apologizing in a VO that they had to like re-record at the beginning. And he's like, I want to own this. It was a stupid thing. I'm apologizing. And all the women are aware of this too, this podcast. And all of them are over 60.
Like that they pick like for the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, all the bachelorettes like that are
they still picked
like,
over 60.
It's over day one because there's nobody he's gonna like because
like maybe a couple that are under 60, but like most of them are like 62, whatever.
Oof.
His age. And hey, all of them are like bring it up to him and he's what do they like say? In like, the fucking doghouse.
He's like the dog just god.
He's the golden like, doghouse.
Oh man, he the fucked golden up, dude.
Polyamorous doghouse.
Fucked up.
Is he fine though?
I mean, he was like an ex like football player, like professional football player.
Oh,
he's so, kind of jacked. Yeah. You know, he looks good. He looks good for his age. The women look way better than him. I'll say that. I will just say that.
Dude, he's probably got CTE. Doesn't like that. Women. What doesn't like women over 60 because he doesn't even know how to count that fucking high. Sorry.
Mel, that was a different joke style
from what I normally do.
The Golden Bachelor. Wow. I'll be watching, Mel. Hey, by the way, Mel, we're watching, man. And if you disrespect any of these women that are over 60, you have another thing coming because we have a massive audience and we have massive, we're gaining more and more influence every fucking week. And if you behave poorly and correctly, you've unlocked, I would say, an army.
A nonviolent army.
Word-based army. Anti-violence. Word
army. Lethal words, though.
What's that?
Lethal. The words are lethal, though.
Yeah. Sticks and stones may break your bones, and our words will make you fucking think about your life.
Biatch. And not
what to
mention...
What were you about to say, Eric?
I went to a farmer's market this morning.
Dead in the middle of a topic.
Yeah,
that's
why
what
did
you
I...
get? Some asparagus?
Well, that's a butterfly effect.
Here's what we got, man. We got
strawberries,
jumbo eggs, all different colors. Green eggs, brown eggs, white eggs. We got pluots. We got
Jesus. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Radishes.
You got jumbo eggs and pluots? Right off the bat, I don't know what any of this shit is.
Well, yeah, you'd never heard of guava.
I'd heard of it.
What else did we get? Bread, some tortillas, salsa, hot sauce. What else do you want to know about?
That's it, man. Let's move on. Let's talk about
But I was there this morning and I was thinking, wow, why am I not doing more stuff like this? This is so cringe, but I'm having the thought, let me just get out in the world a little more because I feel like I've boxed myself in.
You told me in a car ride recently that you're craving experiences. you're having sort of an existential moment where you're like, what are we doing, dude? We need to fucking be kayaking and
yes, dude, because I think what we don't realize is that time, like, we're closer to 60 than we are zero, bro. And I just think, like, life is going to pass us by, especially us chasing this fucked up thing that we're doing. You know what I mean? You spend so much time like, oh, I just have to be on a TV show. But it's like, we got to go to China, dude. We have to go see the plains of Mongolia, what do you call them? We have to go do uncomfortable, you know, we need to seek discomfort. Yes. Theory style, please. Or else we're going to have no stories left. You know how pathetic it is to only have stories about trying to do comedy in 2025. Jesus Christ. It's enough. It's enough. We have to get out there. So we need to start going to farmers markets.
Why do you think I turned down moving to Los Angeles, even though all the agencies have been begging me? My modeling agency, my acting agency,
marketing agency.
My talent. Well, sure. And instead, I'm here tucking into humanity, exploring the most insane village of the East Coast.
The East Village.
I didn't mean to say all that sentence like that, but what I'm saying is, I encourage you, if you're an artist, as you reflect upon society, to take a step away
from the reflection and actually jump in the water and enjoy that.
We need to fill, what is it called? Fill the well. Is that what it means? Fill the well.
Honestly, you know what filled my well recently?
Okay.
Fill Tactics is playing Halo the other night with Nate and Dan, our friend Dan. That, wow, to me, that there's introverts, there's extroverts, and we need another word for people who get their energy from gaming with their friends in their
Sorry. No, of course.
I can't explain what just happened to my voice, but
I think you just ran out of air. I think you just ran out of air, and that was, you need to breathe while you're talking.
I like to do one at the beginning of the episode and then see.
That's enough to sustain you for an hour.
Maybe I need to get bitten by the Halo bug, but I need to get back into gaming now.
The laughter,
with friends. Yeah.
When you finish a gaming session and you've been sitting your spine at like a 900 degree quantum angle, and you get up after 2 hours and you're like, so much pain.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's mad at you from the types of jokes you've been doing all night, which, because they're so political and so correctly pointed, but they're loud.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a game we could play? What's a new game we could play together? Oh, what about the wizard one, Nate? Fireball.
Oh, yeah, Matt. What's that called? I forget. But it's where it's like a shooter, but you're a wizard. And instead of pressing a button, here's the fun part. You speak the spell. So you say, like fireball or something. Like
out loud?
How about a movie with us, starring us three, called Spell Speakers?
All right, Eric's well has been filled. We're back into the writing phase. We talked about a video game for 20 seconds.
Wouldn't you want to go see a movie called Spell Speakers?
Of course. I'd fucking pay anything to see that. Are they fighting?
No dialogue.
They're fighting, man, with their with their spells.
Yeah, I'm going to go out as one of them.
Do a spell, Nate. Do a spell. And what's that? You just like got the broom and mop to start doing your
janitorial work.
Yeah, Snow White style.
For the castle.
Or Cinderella. Is that Cinderella who's got the dancing broom? Or could that have been Snow White?
That's Mickey Mouse, dude.
Or is it Sleeping
Fantasia?
Beauty? Or no, is it the Beauty
Sleepy
and the
Beast? Ass Beauty?
How many fucking beauties were there back then?
Oh, unlimited. Many. Because they hadn't been, their skin and bones hadn't been affected by micro-style plastics.
Yeah.
So, right. The butterfly effect. So here's how the story goes. If you go back in time, if we could finally invent a time machine, which I've been trying to figure out, you go back to the dinosaur age and you kill but one mosquito and you step on a bug or something, then what? We show up now
we don't exist.
Grandmas? Okay.
We don't even exist. That's how that goes.
How fickle. You know, the butterfly effect makes me think about how fickle life is.
What's that mean?
Oh, fickle? What could fickle mean?
Like
fickle
pointless?
No, fickle means like temperamental. Volatile.
Oh.
Fickle means...
Really?
I mean, let's look up fickle, because the Fickle Files. Let's see. Fickle. Changing frequently, especially as regards one's loyalties, interests, or affection.
Oh, I see. A flip-flopper. A Joe Manchin type.
Yeah.
I get pissed when I think about his ass.
Joe Manchin.
Why is that now? So it makes you think of how fickle things are, which means the butterfly effect makes you think, man, this is tough.
You know what I think of with the butterfly effect? Is
the movie.
The movie.
Ashton
Kutcher.
You called it.
Box office revenue of 96 million on a budget of 13 million.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh.
Good for them, man. Good for New Line Cinema. Good for you guys, man.
Kutcher plays a 20-year-old college student, Evan Treborn, who experiences blackouts and memory loss through his childhood. In his later 20s, he finds he can travel back in time. He attempts to change the present by changing his past behaviors and set things right for himself and his friends. But there are unintended consequences for all. The film draws heavily on flashbacks of the characters' lives. Sheesh.
I'm a little bit like whatever when it comes to butterfly effects.
What?
Because it's like, just because it's different, so what? You know, the concept doesn't bring me awe. I hate to say it. It's like, what's the difference between a butterfly effect and an effect? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's almost as if people are trying to fuck with me. I can't figure out how, but it feels like that. Yeah. I feel like an idea sniffing dog. Like, I can't do anything about the ideas that I have, but I could sniff them, and I feel like I want somebody else next to me to
you want the really alley
go
you.
Get it.
Yeah.
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 I'm an idea sniffing man.
I feel like what people don't realize is that the butterfly effect, people think of that as like something in the past that you go back in time.
But you butterfly are effect living now.
You can butterfly effect right the fuck now.
Right,
so
ass
you
now. Went
what's to, the cutoff? When does an effect become a butterfly effect? Do you see? How small is this?
Every effect. Know? Listen now. Every effect is a butterfly effect. Because if...
Then why do they call use the qualifying word? I found it.
I think because what does butterfly mean? It means it's like it's by the flap of a butterfly's wing. And
right.
You blow one piece of pollen into the right wrong flower, and that changes right. Everything.
I do this.
It stems back to the cocoon, you realize.
Step.
Whoa, Nate.
We, damn.
Who's this sexy guy at the
we
bar?
We need cognitive cognitive assessment, I think.
Go on about this cocoon.
Good, yeah.
Well, cocoon is a potential energy right. Force. Of biology, okay? So it is static, right? You see it, it's there. But it is gaining potential energy by the second until it bursts open and it becomes something different. So that I think that's why it's called the butterfly effect.
What?
In pure... it's because something changes, you know, because of a thing. Is that, you think that's why?
I don't know if I've been convinced yet about what the, I mean, it's the smallness of the action. It's
yes,
something
it
seems
is.
Insignificant.
But it
not
actually
even, but it's
is.
Not even that it seems insignificant. You know what I'm saying? Because there's more to it.
Let me put it, do you guys know that the butterfly is related to chaos theory?
Speak on it.
The butterfly... effect is the idea that in certain complex systems, very small changes in initial conditions can lead to vastly different outcomes. The phrase comes from the metaphor that a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil might,
right,
through a chain of atmospheric changes, contribute to a tornado forming in Texas.
Right.
It doesn't mean that a single butterfly causes a tornado. It means that in chaotic systems like weather or life, tiny variations get amplified over time.
But this is the thing. Now, let me attack you on this.
Okay, man.
remember cause and effect, dude. Remember that? Or what do they say? Like, just causation does not equal cause casualization? Somebody say it right.
Correlation is not causation.
Yes. And then beyond that. So a butterfly...
Go, man.
Okay. Technically, what's the point of pointing out that if you went like this instead of this, sure. Yeah, maybe in theory that those atoms moving that way is going to make somebody's throat dry, and then that's going to make the Toyota RAV4 get invented bigger, and then someone's going to explode. You see what I'm saying? But what's the fucking point of even talking about this shit at a certain point?
What's the point of talking about anything? You see what I'm saying?
Well, if, ideally,
if the devil had his way, we would be sitting in the Wally.
I will not chairs. Let this podcast drift into nihilism. Okay, that was something we agreed upon.
We said no nihilism.
Yeah, but,
and even when I'm feeling my most nihilistic, which is 99.9% of my life, I still give it the effort to have optimism and hope on this podcast.
Hey, I bought a Chris Pontius poster.
Ooh.
Oh shit! Where is it?
Oh. Look it. See this? He signed it. See?
Sheesh. Signed? Damn.
He autographed from his website. He had a deal, and so it's Chris Pontius, and he signed that. I don't think he's that cool, but I just feel like felt bad for him, so I bought one.
You think that's his actual signature, though, or you think he used it's auto from- pen, like Joe Biden style? You saw that? How? Did you see that?
Oh, no, but that's
yo,
even
the picture
cooler.
That Trump put in.
Yep, petty much,
bro. He's bro. Talk about thin skin, man. By the way, that makeup on his hand. Yeah, I think it's hiding something fatal.
I think it's hiding a tattoo.
He got the, you know, my friend's wife is Chinese, and they have the at that exact spot on their hands. They have like a compass or something. What is that tattoo?
I was born with that.
You're born with that.
Compass?
It's not.
Is that a birthmark?
I was born with the star, Atlas star on my thumb pit. What do you call this area? Thumb pit?
Star coordinates?
I need to follow my freckles. Damn, yeah. That's a good children's movie. Follow the freckle. This fool finds out he's got an astrological map on his fucking chest.
Follow the freckle. Oh.
But at first, everybody, he's like, or she or they, they're so insecure about the freckles on their face. I look like shit. Everybody hates me for my freckles. Meanwhile, it leads to a fucking pot of gold. Somebody call up MGM, man. Damn. Are you kidding me? Hello?
Pot of gold or, well, if we make it more sci-fi, an asteroid that's made of sapphire.
That's cool. Yes.
And yes. Computer chips.
three Atlas is nearing
I know
the Earth very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some reports that it will be here in 100 days or 16 days, something like that.
Nope.
100 days or 16 days.
Something like that. Something like that. And I saw that the sun like spat out something and it absorbed it or something like that.
What?
What's up? I think it's sucking up energy from the sun. All right.
Yo.
It refueled. It went to the BP.
Oh, it's a fucking ship?
The solar BP station. Need to fuel up.
Imagine. Okay, so but it's on a straight course. It's not going like that.
No, it's going in a straight line to Earth, basically.
Oh.
So what if it goes like this? And makes a hard L, and it starts spelling out shit. We are aliens, and it spells out we are aliens.
It's sky writing.
That's like the bullet saying anti ice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Exactly.
The aliens say we are aliens.
We are aliens. We are aliens. So
maybe it's somebody trying to propose too, you know, with the skywriting shit.
Oh shit.
So I'm scared,
Shmebulon,
guys.
Will you marry me?
Shmebulon. Shmebulon.
Jewish aliens.
Yeah. Will you go into the hoopa with me, Bianch? Shmebulon. Jewish aliens.
What are the chances that if there's aliens all up on that thing? At least one of them is a fucking 9 out of 10 fox. Sexy aliens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the eye of the beholder.
And I would behold an alien as much more sexier than a human woman.
Hmm. You've kind of graduated. Yeah,
the first thing they do, they got to come on one of them balloon pop shows, you know?
Oh, yeah. They go on Jubilee immediately, come to Earth. Go right on
That's
Jubilee.
Why they're here. The Jubilee producers fucking reached out to them and booked them for an interview. One alien versus 300 bisexual Republicans.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fucking Jubilee, Channel 5, Sit Down, and Hot Ones.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is, and by the way, the new mainstream media.
The new legacy.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
Sean Evans.
Sean.
He's got the sugar-free gum riz.
You saw him kiss Keke Palmer, right? Jealous much?
I think we litigated this.
Oh, maybe when I was off the podcast.
We spoke about this, man. Well, you said you'd be listening.
I did listen,
so you could,
man,
keep up with the topic. So,
but sometimes, you know, I'm lifting heavy when I'm listening, and I stop hearing and seeing for a second because I'm benching so heavy. I need to get back. I need to refocus myself on the gym and lifting.
Yeah.
What's the butterfly effect of one bicep curl? You see what I'm saying? Mm. And if you can imagine the effect of one bicep curl, imagine the effect of 20,000 curls a month.
That's a positive butterfly effect. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because, you know, what happens if you eat spinach, you know, for breakfast rather than that Pop-Tart? What happens when you, if you go for that jog instead of sitting down playing fucking Counter-Strike 2?
What happens if you actually go out and apply yourself?
Right.
To the Coast Guard.
Change the world.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You know, my buddy served in the Coast Guard. And he said that when they were in a Coast Guard ship, sometimes they have those machine guns off the back. And one day they let him just shoot it in the water.
Damn, that's almost
just for
exactly
just for funsies.
Just for fun.
Damn,
Connor's got a joke like that.
He probably stole it from my friend's lived experience.
How peculiar!
Did you know that there's a law? I learned this in the military, where if you're two brothers, okay. Do you know about this?
Not yet.
If your brothers, your siblings, okay. You can't be in the same platoon
because they don't want.
Because if they get, like, you know,
Saving Private Ryan style,
is that the plot of that movie?
Well, remember all of the the plot is that all of this woman's children, but sons died except for Private Ryan, so they got to go get his ass.
Right, and it's named after the law is named after brothers that were in the same, you know, ship or something like that, got fucking blown up. And then they have to send two body bags back to the same parent. So they'd rather, you know.
And a singing general. To all the mothers, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. to the grieving mothers, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrong house.
I don't know. I guess. They should let, I don't know that it should be a rule. Like, can they choose? Or is it just,
there should be an opt out,
simply not,
you know,
allowed. Like, if you're two brothers who are like, yeah, we'd rather die together or like fight and get to be together through this experience, that's like a risk that we're all willing to take. We're all consenting adults. You know,
maybe there's brothers out there that complement each other's fighting styles. So one uses fists and
right,
the other one uses
right,
guns
right,
and
right.
They're kind of tag team.
Right. And you're going to need to know, like, oh my God, how good, much better of a fighting team are you if you know all the little secrets about each other? Remember when we used to do this? And the pep talks you could give each other? Next level.
Yeah.
Right. And what if there was an entire family that was once a squadron?
Yes.
Or whatever.
Shit. You said.
Yeah.
Mother, father. Like, what about that singing? You know that singing family?
Which one?
Which man? One? Yeah.
I don't know.
The Jacksons?
They're on TikTok. They are. Yeah. Singing like musicals, and it's, I want to put them in World War III, coming out singing while fighting. You know what I'm saying? That would be scary.
Michael Jackson.
Eric's referring to a deleted scene from Rap World. Thank God we did not put that in.
What was this? I don't know. I saw this.
Should we describe it?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. One of the 60 hours of footage that we didn't use, I guess 68 hours of footage that we didn't use, it's a scene when Connor comes in, act three. He's just had his fucking heart ripped out of his chest by that freak son of a bitch, Lauren Servideo. He comes back in and we cheer him up by doing Michael Jackson impressions up and down the stairs. And it's really quiet and haunting.
Damn. You guys need to put out a fucking extended cut. I mean, for real. On the anniversary or something.
On the 50 year anniversary of Rap World.
50. Yeah, please. Yeah.
That sounds good.
The 2072 golden anniversary of.
In the sphere.
I think there's going to be a mass. Of course, there's going to be a mass extinction event. But also, I think that there's going to be a moment where someone fucks up the internet. And we go dark.
Bro, that just about happened in New York. There was an attack.
Oh, yeah. They had all that those cables and cell phones and shit that were.
You know what? I had a friend and a neighbor, Bobby Condon, comedian, call me out. Ran into him. He looked like shit. He was wearing a bucket hat and bright yellow shoes and prison yard shorts.
I love Bobby.
And he was holding a full newspaper. It was he made fun of me for wearing my headphones to go on like a 3-block walk to go get soap from the store. And I just I still for those 12 minutes, I need to be listening to music.
Yeah.
But it did make me think, why don't we shut the whole grid down, man? Because I would like a little reset. I don't need to have Bloodhound Gang in my ear every day.
Well, you know what we have to do is go down to deep in the abyss and slice that cable that runs across the Atlantic.
Right. The sub-oceanic wires.
The internet cable.
I think what you guys don't realize is that our power grid structure is extremely vulnerable to attack.
How so, man?
That's all I'm going to say.
Luigi got the wrong target.
If there are for the wires. People in the Chinese government listening, you know what to do.
Yeah. Wait, Nate, I feel like you are so willing and able to help out Mr. what's his name? Xi Jinping?
Of course.
Xi Jinping.
I'm one call away.
I'm here, man.
You know what to do with that big fat brain.
What's the Chinese FBI? What's the Chinese CIA?
Great question.
CIA.
It's just called that, the Chinese CIA.
Would you like to join the Chinese CIA? Okay, the Chinese CIA. You're not ready for the name of this. The Chinese equivalent of the CIA is the Ministry of State Security, MSS.
Damn. MSS. Damn, you never hear about these motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's a reason for that,
MSS?
Man. MSS? The MSS. Ministry of
State. They live in the shadows.
Here's a Reddit post. The MSS is extremely efficient in its operations. That is why they do not appear as much as we see Mossad, MI6, and others.
Mm.
Curious.
Yeah, Mossad, CIA, you guys are a little too flashy.
A little too out there,
all
bro.
These podcasts.
Too hot, bro. It's too hot.
Little too out there. Wow. I mean, damn, let me meet one bad as fuck Chinese female spy just to say what's up.
All right. Why didn't you ask me sooner?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm always. Well, who do you think I had to make a whole new friend group since you left?
Yeah.
You and Connor left. I was like, man, what do I do?
So I've been chilling with the international. Crotch, by the way, all my water on myself.
Oopsies. Rose went wet.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Oopsie. Oopsie daisy. So, what you guys have for breakfast?
Whoa.
Nothing. Now I'm on a fucking 9-hour fast.
You're in ketosis?
Yep.
Bloody fuck.
I'm shocked you couldn't tell, dude.
Yeah. You know I'm in ketosis, right?
Yeah, you know I'm in ketosis right now?
Going in ketosis for Family Feud, talking to Steve Harvey.
You realize you just pulled somebody over who's in ketosis.
Yeah. I you know, Danny just did
right now
a 2-day fast.
Is that right?
Yeah, he texted me this. Yeah.
And
why
I'm
has
like,
he done that?
Should we do a pick a day to fast?
Dude, I need to. Yeah, he was texting me and he was like, "You fast a lot." I was like, "Dude, I haven't fasted in a year. The last time I fasted was the Disneyland for my birthday." You took the
but Disneyland. That was in October. Holy
here
shit!
Here comes Nate.
So I gotta maybe I gotta do double it again. Up.
Yeah, I'll fast with you for a day for your birthday. So here's the trade.
It's gotta on my birthday. It's gotta be
you drink, and on your birthday we fast.
I was telling Eric the other day that he could either get a certain allotment of drinks that he could use whenever he so chooses for, and or it could be on his birthday every year when I drink.
So it's either a 20 drink allotment for the year or.
Well, it started out as 7 and now it's 20.
20 for a year is nothing.
What would you
bro.
Be comfortable with? What number of drinks that you would have for this?
For the whole year, I would be more comfortable with 20. 20 in a year. Okay. If I was drinking 20 drinks a year, that's about right, probably. Jack, how many drinks do you think you have per year?
Per year?
Yeah.
Let me calculate. 52 weeks, 6 days a week. I'm probably doing shows 3 nights a week. Probably a drinker for this.
Couple hundred
drinks. I
don't know. Couple hundred drinks a year.
I'd hope not for my own health.
What do you think your record drinks is for a year in your life?
It was probably when I was about 23. I mean, but we all probably
diary and you have like the Amstel Light.
Like, been keeping the tally going. I don't know. I don't know. It's something to think about.
1,000?
No.
That would be a lot. That would be 3 drinks a night. You know what? I bet you in when you were 23, you probably hit, let's be honest, 500.
Jesus.
See, in the future, ChatGPT, we're going to be able to just put our fucking DNA into it and it will be able to reverse butterfly effect through all of our atoms. See that this combination is only humanly possible with these sets of experiences.
That's right.
Hey, ChatGPT.
Yeah. I think we need to invent a type of liquor that doesn't affect your motor skills. So you can be all blacked out, but like drive, operate machinery.
It's called ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Ecstacular.
Ecstatic.
But I'm right there with you, Eric. I probably had like 500 drinks in a year, 300, 600.
Oh, I bet easily, because that would be 10 drinks a week.
Oh, that, oh. Probably even, I don't know.
I mean,
we were drinking a lot, dude.
I know, man. I know. We're tapering it down, all of us.
I was a smoker more than a drinker. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Oh, I was smoking and drinking.
You were getting crossfaded?
I was getting crossfaded all the fucking time, dude. All the time.
Fuck yeah.
That's and loving awesome. It, too.
That's so awesome.
Hitting my taiga pen. Remember that?
That was such a revelation. You put dry herb into the taiga pen, and then you had all that kind of fucked up weed that you'd still smoke out of a regular pipe.
What, you remember me having fucked up weed at some point?
Well, because you would get all the, like, remember you put like a nug into the taiga pen, and you would like, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah. It was
put dry weed into the pen.
And then you scrape out the smegma, load that back in.
Yep. Into a bubbler and have your way with it.
I don't think I would smoke the excess stuff.
You just dumped it.
Yeah. I think you could make brownies with it. That was like,
oh, yeah.
That I did like maybe one time. But yeah, I had the Tyga the rapper came out with his own dry herb pen. And I could have gotten the packs, of course, and got a superior. You know, one that actually worked, but I chose to get the most busted ass fucking dryer. It was like the worst. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Dude, we were hitting the craziest beta versions of vapes.
In Brooklyn.
Way back in the day.
Oh.
In high school. Well, that were like fucking huge. These things look like 70s telephones, like giant blocks of hot fucking metal with a giant plastic straw coming out that thing.
But do you remember going to the bodega in Bed-Stuy when we first moved there? And we were like buying weed, what we thought were weed pens, but it made me feel like a robot.
Like a rock star.
Crazy. It wasn't, that couldn't have been weed.
I bet it was weed.
You think it was weed?
What do you think it was?
Crack? I just feel like
orange crack.
I don't know.
There's something else in that fucking liquid that they
Yeah, that's part of it. It's like diet, it's like aspartame, you know. It's not bad for you.
Liquid. Yeah.
You know what I miss is when you roll up to the function. Where the fuck the function? I got that. By the way, I got that song. I know that song came out like fucking a year
what
ago.
What is it? Where the fuck's the function?
Drake.
Is it Keisha?
Is it Keisha? Is it Ashley? Where the fuck the fuck? That song's it's called Nokia by Drake off of Some Sexy Songs for You, the album. But anyways, I digress. You remember when you roll up to the function and somebody had the volcano?
Oh, big fucking, that was the Getting Dug with High special.
You'd have the fucking plastic bag and you just suck on that thing. I felt pure. I was like, man, this is like the pure way to smoke.
When's the last time you guys felt truly out of control?
Sober?
Or anything. High? Anything. Like, damn, I'm out of fucking control right now.
Probably it's the last time the last time I was in New York, I had a Celsius, probably a 24-ounce cup of coffee in the airport, Jesus. A Diet Coke, Chick-fil-A, and had one of two panic attacks of my life.
Was that after you peed against the wall and flooded?
Yeah. That's a gross story. I think I teased this, but it's maybe too gross to even
say it. It went in your shoes.
I'm not. It's just it's so gross.
It flooded what?
Huh?
It flooded. He said it flooded what?
No.
It flooded?
Blood.
Oh yeah. Blood. It had to do with blood.
It's the pee blood. Let's leave it.
Just I want you to I can't eat. God damn it. I don't even want to describe it, but I'm okay.
I don't think it's that.
It's not
nasty,
what you
honestly.
Think.
No, you have to describe it then. You have to. It's
I really
a medical
don't
marvel.
Think this is gross. All right.
This
it's
is
a medical marvel.
This is because I love the listeners. Yeah. All right. I'm going to be vulnerable and share this story, which I don't want to. I literally don't even want to. No, because it's gross, dude. I shared it live at your show during your interview. Your interview.
That's right. I think I filmed it.
Portion when I was on the Jack Benzinger late night talk show.
Right.
Okay. I mean, this is gross. So if you want to turn it off, like, be my guest at this point.
Not that funny. Well, you be the judge.
I personally, I'm That's, very squeamish with blood, and it was pretty horrifying.
Eric, do you know this story?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay. Yeah.
Where do you weigh in? Is it gross?
It's just painful, it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I woke up in the morning and I had a boner. Okay. And I don't even want to
forgot
tell
this part.
Story.
I forgot this part.
I had a boner, went to pee, and I pee sitting down at the crib because I don't want to, you know, put the seat back down. All right.
Of course.
So, you know, when you just wake up, you got a boner. And you can go, you know, I had to pee really bad. So you can pee with a boner. A lot of people don't. To the ladies listening, that's possible. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm peeing. My dick is up against the side of the toilet bowl. All right. It's like one. It's like I'm
right
using my
there.
Fingers right now. It's like blocking the flow of it. And my stream was so powerful that it like grazed up against the side of the bowl and the pee like shot back like into my fucking dick, and it was like painful, and I what the fuck stopped it, and I was like, oh man, that hurt, continued to pee, and then I look in the bowl and there's like a little bit of like, you know, pigmentation, red pigmentation. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look down and there's blood coming out of my dick. And then I had to get on a plane like immediately after that. Like I had to get to the airport. Like, so I didn't even have time to like assess this. And the whole flight, I was kind of like, that's really bad. You know, that's like one of the worst medical signs that is if you're like peeing blood. And it was like kind of driving me crazy. And I was having all this fucking caffeine on the 6 milligram Apple Mint, fucking Swedish Zins, multiple ones of those. And I'm in the Uber and I'm like, man, that's like really bad. I should like go to the, I was like thinking like I should go to the hospital or something like that when I touched down in New York. And my feet started like, I don't know. I just couldn't feel like I was like losing feeling of my feet. You know, you guys have panic attacks, you know how this goes.
Yeah.
And then you just start like coming up with these stories in your head. And I started like in an Uber, I was doing like box breathing to try and like calm myself down. Oh my God. And I was like, I think I'm having like a medical, like I'm going into like anaphylactic shock or something. I don't even know what that is, but like,
right. You got something sepsis through the pee-pee.
Yeah. It was, so there you go. There you go, listeners.
Well, you were all right.
But wait, you made
when did you put together that it wasn't something bad? It was that you nicked yourself internally with the pee?
I avoided going to the internet because I didn't want to know if it was like something fatal, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
So I was avoiding kind of like looking up if this was going to like, if I had to go to the hospital or not, because I was like, man, I'm just going to like wait this out. And then I ended up, you know, going to ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was like, "Yeah, you're good. It's all right."
ChatGPT,
you guys happy? You guys happy about that?
We're happy, man.
I'm crazy happy. Literally, I was like, "Today's gonna fucking suck. Fuck this shit." But now I've heard that story, I'm about to go give some hugs out.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
No, and I think Nate. You telling that will give other people courage to have panic attacks and deal with them.
And butterfly effect, you may have just saved someone's life by telling that story.
Exactly, bro, by being vulnerable. Right. Think about the things I've shared on this podcast. Humiliation stories of humiliation.
That's true.
And I don't like to open up that much, but I'm so a part of this podcast. It's crazy.
We should pick a night, maybe next summer, Christmas Eve, where we finally open up to each other.
Vulnerability.
Ooh, we all Christmas fly Eve. Out.
I don't know.
Fly out to a ski lodge, get the fire going.
Open up about stuff.
Crack some brandy open, break up with our girls, and start to open up with each other.
What would you open up about?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I wasn't that good at the mile.
What's that?
Guys, I wasn't ever that good at the mile.
When's the last time you ran a mile straight, Jack?
Well, my knees hurt, so it's probably been 2021 or something was the last time I tried.
Yeah, probably last time I straight ran a mile a couple of years ago.
I'm very happy to never run a mile again.
What if you are forced to?
Then they'll be impressed.
You know that movie, The Long Walk? The Long Mile?
No. Everybody knows that I flicked my gym teacher off in 12th grade and had to run the mile. Well, 8th grade is what I meant to say, and had to run the mile in the snow by myself. And I got 12 minutes.
Fuck you. Is that what you
said? Hey, Mr. Palmetto.
Dude, that was like the most humiliating day for me as a fat kid.
Oh, me too. Oh, same.
Because I was like, I was always the last person. And then they time you. How dare you?
Evil.
Tell me that I did a 14 minute mile. I don't need 14. To know that. They should stop the clock after like
I think that's, dude,
10 minutes.
The most humiliating, you know, I think I've said this on this podcast before, but like a lot of schools had like field day, which was like a fun day at the end of the year where you're having water balloon fights and there's like face painting and there's like
popsicles
and our field day at my fucked up Christian school, King Schools, which is still around, was a literal track and field day where you had to do like, you had to pick different, you had to do like a relay race or the 500 meter, 800 meter. And so I would just always pick the shortest distances, you know, because I didn't want to run that far. So I'd do like the 100 meter dash or whatever. And I was always so fucking slow. And everyone would be like, "You got it, buddy." And I would be like so far behind. And literally like everyone's there watching the kids race. Like all the families are there like in the bleachers. And I was like, it pissed me off to no end. And I'm running my short little legs in a Hawk. Remember Tony Hawk's like cheap TJ Maxx brand? It's wearing like a Hawk t-shirt.
Yeah. Hawk to it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We had like the fun version where we had to hold an egg in a spoon.
Sounds amazing, man.
Walk across some grass with a spoon, hold an egg.
Sounds amazing. Jesus. We had to, did you guys have to do the presidential fitness test?
Oh yeah.
Fuck that.
We did. I liked the hanging one.
They had us climb into the top of these ropes.
Yeah, that's
in
classic.
The gym, and I'm like, you're having a child go. If the child falls, that's death.
Is Gen Z and Gen Alpha, is that rope still around?
Are they still on that rope?
That rope, I'll tell you what, I'm a proponent of the rope because, I mean, good God, it was like a mystical fucking thing.
I mean, that was crazy.
It was so high up.
When's the last time you guys climbed a rope?
When I went to the American Ninja Warrior course in Greenpoint.
Do they have that?
They have it. At the place where the hot sauce.
By the way,
where we saw
you
Sean
saw
Evans.
They're opening a fucking casino in Queens.
Excuse me.
By Nas.
Nas. Excuse
is
me.
Opening. Yeah.
Nas is opening Nas? A casino. Nas
year.
Queens.
Yep.
Are
there's
you
some
kidding
beef
me?
Between him and Jay-Z because Jay-Z was trying to build a casino in Times Square and he didn't get the Manhattan City Council approval. Meanwhile, Nas got the approval for the Queens casino.
Damn,
and he's rubbing
Nas
it in
casino?
Jay-Z's face.
Can I read about it?
Or do they not let me read about it?
It has been 20 years since Brooklyn native Jay-Z Queen. And the fucking ad blocker pops up. Awesome.
Great.
I wanted to fucking support Regis. Great.
I can't believe you didn't know about this, Jack. They're...
Well...
Oh, it's at Aqueducts Resorts World. Resorts World, those aren't really good, are they?
Wait, is it the fucking
they're building like a gigantic casino. Like it's like huge. It's like a huge acre plot of I don't know how they're going to fucking get this land, but they're doing it. They're going to demolish
it. That is
good
news for the city.
Where in Queens? That's my question. Queens is quite large.
I would hope Astoria.
Well, I would too. Glad you said it. Where in Queens? I'm Googling it. Don't worry. I'm Googling it.
You were saying, Eric, that we should all get jobs at a casino.
I did say that. I said, yeah, well, don't spoil it. But yeah, I have some ideas, Jack.
What's that mean? You're trying to do
some ideas for us to have some more experiences. All right. Welt.
It's in Jamaica, Queens.
Wow.
Oh, it's an expansion of the existing Resorts World. That place is so
busted. Yeah, scary. It's not right. Well, okay, I do need to know before we go what gave you guys a bit of joy. Yes.
I got one, that's for sure.
What?
I killed someone.
No.
Want to see? On RuneScape, I made it happen. Here's the screenshot to prove it. I fucking killed them.
What'd you get
for loot?
Yeah, I'm saying
I got fucking loot key worth roughly 9 mil. You can see right there, 9 million gold pieces.
You think they were pissed as fuck?
Yeah, I'm sure they were because they didn't expect what was going to happen. So I'll tell you the story, right?
You're in the wilderness?
I'm sitting there. I'm in the wilderness. I'm training my ranging skill. I'm smacking ghosts in the head with my gun, with my bow. And all of a sudden, some fool comes up to me, attacks me. And
I attack them back with my bow. It's very simple. And eventually they hit me really high. But guess what? I had the fucking Taste of Vengeance spell on. And so it recoiled damage onto them. And I simply killed them with my bow. I take their items.
How amazing is that? Literally, you saying that is making me want to play RuneScape again. Remember when we were playing for a bit?
It's fucking. I know the whole thing about that game is that it's not fun. It's only addicting. But it's kind of fun when you think about it in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way I play is fun.
Good for you, yeah, man. That's awesome.
Nice.
Thanks, everybody.
Nate, any type of joy incoming?
Well, you know what? We were watching some police body cam footage on YouTube last night.
Who, you and Jane?
Yeah. And it was quite fun.
What?
There was a guy. There's one lady in the airport who was just fucking blackout drunk, and they had to she was quite unruly, Karen style. Wow. And then there was this other guy who is, this was so funny. This guy was he was withdrawing money from another bank account at Chase, like that wasn't his, like doing some fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this guy couldn't be more describable as a person. So like, he couldn't be like, hey, he had like brown hair and like he had like an orange spray tan and like slicked over gelled hair. And he was like making up this story that he was just in the parking lot to sell a PS5. And he was like, I was communicating. He kept on saying he went to Full Sail University.
Wow.
I went to Full Sail.
He was like, I was on the Full Sail alumni forums, which was just, I want to go there.
I know someone who went to Full Sail. And now he works at Meta. So yeah, it can't work out for you.
Wow.
Yep.
But it was just quite fun. This guy trying to like get out of it. They all try to get out of it. It's like, you're going to get arrested. Just like accept it, you know?
Just accept it. Hands behind your back. Okay. Eric. Oh, you know what gave me joy, Nate? Was that Mexican restaurant we went to before that show. There's something about
Los Tacos.
That. Yeah, it just hit. It felt like LA 1983. The decor, the food was bussing. The salsa was bussing. It just felt like old ancient LA to me, and I really liked that. What was it called? Los Tacos?
I think so. And I did feel like I had I feel like I had food poisoning almost, but it didn't get to that point, but it felt like something was happening after that meal, after that burrito.
How soon after?
Like when I got home, I felt like.
Maybe it's something you ate that morning.
Oh, shit. Like, this is definitely the place that would give you fucking...
And that's what I like about it. Mexico City, here we come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds awesome.
Okay, guys, that's another episode of Joy Tactics. We've done it again.
I'm going to go make some barbecue chicken and macaroni.
I'm going to go make a breakfast taco and then see one battle after another.
Wow.
And Nate, what are you going to do?
Go make some hard-boiled eggs and
just go sit for a while, probably.
And just go sit and think about some shit. Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.